from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, to recap, first, the top cop, the top prosecutor in the UK, asserted that he has the right to arrest Americans for what they say on social media, even just liking a post, and to extradite them for trial. And the political elite in America, the leaders of both parties, with the exception of Donald Trump, said nothing. So they went, guess we do. Then the French got in on the act. And in France, criminal investigations can be instigated in kind of some different ways from here. We had the Olympic gold medalist who was twice tested positive for being a male, having male chromosomes, went to France and sued because Elon Musk and Riley Gaines, the swimmer, Donald Trump and others had suggested that he is a she or is not a she and shouldn't have won the gold medal. I get confused talking about this. Sorry, it's a brain scrambler. Anyway, so when you do that, when you initiate that suit in France, it kicks off a criminal investigation, and it did. So Donald Trump, the swimmer Riley Gaines, Elon Musk, Logan Paul, who also put some ex posts out saying, Lee, that the boxer was in fact male, which he is by blood test conducted by the International Boxing Association. For that, a criminal investigation is being launched, with the attorney in the case again asserting they have the right to extradite for trial anyone they find to have committed a crime, right? So this happened last week too, the French part of it. A lot of Americans don't know about the French part of it. And again, dead silence from our elites. Kamala Harris didn't object. Her campaign didn't object. Joe Biden didn't object. Nobody objected. Nobody stepped up to say, we are not going to extradite Americans, including the Republican leadership. Not Mike Johnson, dead silence. Not Mitch McConnell, who knows where he is, drooling in a corner somewhere. And then, Lee, it cannot be an accident that the French went, okay, the Republican Party leadership, with the exception of Trump, and maybe he'll lose, this is what they're thinking, and the Democrat Party leadership are in lockstep about going ahead and extraditing Americans for trial. Nobody's objected. And so what? They took the next step. They arrested Pavel Durov when his plane touched down to refuel. He never got off. He is the head of Telegram. What did you think when you saw this, Lee?
I was very concerned about Elon Musk.
Yeah, me too.
That's because that's the next shoe to drop.
Mm-hmm. This is, so Durov is, he has French citizenship. So they're going to use him, I think, as a test case for this. And Tucker Carlson interviewed him not too long ago, and he tweeted over the weekend, Pavel Durov left Russia when the government tried to control his social media company, Telegram. But in the end, it wasn't Putin who arrested him for allowing the public to exercise free speech. It was a Western country, a Biden administration ally, an enthusiastic NATO member that locked him away. Pavel Durov sits in a French jail tonight, a living warning to any platform that refuses to censor the truth at the behest of governments and intel agencies. Darkness is descending fast on the formerly free world. And he writes, darkness is descending fast on the formerly free world. This is really scary stuff.
Yeah, the twilight of free speech.
It is, in the West. And you're watching the Iron Curtain we once, described as being over Russia. We're watching it descend on the Western world right now.
It's the woke curtain now.
Yeah, it's the woke. You're right. It's got one big woke on it. And what's really interesting about Pavel Durov, if you go back and you look at like his interview with Tucker Carlson, a pattern emerges here. Because this is the same pattern as with Elon Musk. The EU came to Elon Musk not long ago. He tweeted this and said, look, we know you got your street cred as this First Amendment guy. Censor for us, according to the Digital Services Act, and we won't tell anyone. We want a back door. We want in. We want to decide who has an account, who doesn't. We want to control your content, but we won't tell anyone. And I also told them, they said, hey, listen, Google, Instagram, Facebook, they've all already agreed to this. So you'll be the only one not allowing European bureaucrats to censor. And he told them to pound sand. In fact, he told everybody about it in a tweet that they had made this secret deal with the others and that he had refused it. Well, Pavel Durov refused the same deal too for Telegram. This is fascinating. This is what he told Tucker Carlson. He said, firstly, they came for my engineer. The FBI, because he is in, you know, he comes in and out of America as well. He was talking about his American engineering tech. He says they tried to recruit him to secretly build them a backdoor into Telegram so they could go in and yank accounts that they wanted to censor.
And there was an attempt to secretly hire my engineer behind my back.
The U.S. government tried to hire your engineer to write code for them or to break into Telegram?
They were trying to persuade him to use certain open source tools that he would then integrate into the Telegram's code that, in my understanding, would serve as backdoors.
Would allow the U.S. government to spy on people who use Telegram?
The U.S. government, or maybe any other government, because a backdoor is a backdoor regardless of who is using it.
That's right.
Wait a minute, Lee. Where else do we hear the word backdoor on today's show? Oh, I know. In the RFK lawsuit against Joe Biden for what? 37 hours after taking office, doing what? Allowing the CIA, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the IRS to open a what? Backdoor. Through which they censored RFK's accounts because they just didn't like his message. Okay, now here's where Pavel Durov really screwed up, Lee, and I want to get you to react to this. He says, then, you know, I was renting a house in America. I was staying here for a bit. The FBI came to my home and made me an offer. I couldn't refuse.
One time I was having my breakfast at like 9 a.m. and the FBI showed up at my house that I was renting. And that was quite surprising.
Why would had you committed a crime?
No, they were interested to learn more about Telegram. My understanding is that they wanted to establish a relationship to control Telegram better. I understand that they were doing their job. It's just that for us running a privacy-focused social media platform, that probably wasn't the best environment to be in. We want to be focused on what.
Yeah, so they came to his house. They made him an offer. Hey, let us in. He said no.
It would be interesting to see whom at the FBI paid him that visit.
Yeah.
And exactly how far up the chain that order came from.
So we see this pattern here of intelligence agencies and now European governments demanding censorship authority or you go to prison is where mm-hmm. we are. The charges in France are, quote, lack of moderation, unquote, and viral circulation of false information. And the offenses, they say, range from fraud, drug trafficking, cyberbullying, organized crime, glorification of terrorism, and fraud. So in other words, everything on his platform
of those charges could be leveled against the FBI and the Democrat Party and the Biden campaign.
Absolutely. And you know what? I mean, if you were going to do that, you could level them, as we demonstrated earlier on the show, against Mark Zuckerberg.
That too.
For trafficking in child porn. Mm-hmm. For having algorithms that, according to the Wall Street Journal, unite pedophiles with the images they're looking for. Unfortunately, those images are illegal. So, you know, why isn't Zuckerberg being extradited here? Why aren't they threatening him? Because he censors for the Democrat Party. Yeah. That's why. If you censor for the Democrat Party and the world's liberal elite, you can traffic in kiddie porn. And that'll be fine. And he literally traffics in kiddie porn. Not only has the Wall Street Journal proved it, Ted Cruz did. When he put up the label that you get when you go on Instagram and you're about to see illegal child porn. Here's from the Senate hearing on this with Senator Ted Cruz and Zuckerberg. And here's the thing, Lee. This is actual crime, but if you're Zuckerberg, you could do what you want because you censor for the Democrat Party.
Instagram also displayed the following warning screen to individuals who were searching for child abuse material. These results may contain images of child sexual abuse. And then you gave users two choices. Get resources or see results anyway. Mr. Zuckerberg, what the hell were you thinking?
The basic science behind that is that when people are searching for something that is problematic, it's often helpful to, rather than just blocking it, to help direct them towards something that that could be helpful for getting them to get help.
In what I understand, get resources. In what sane universe is there a link for see results anyway?
Well, because we might be wrong. We try to trigger this warning, or we tried to, when we think that there's any chance that the results.
Okay, you might be wrong. Let me ask you: how many times was this warning screen displayed?
I don't know, but the
you don't know. Why don't you know?
I don't know the answer to that off the top of my head.
But he's good, though. Don't worry about him.
Think about all the other issues that might be wrong, which many, in fact, were wrong, that there was no warning or sidestep or little dance that they were doing.
Well, think about this, too, right? I mean, as a person who's been to Facebook jail many times and had her page frozen, including frozen so I can't stream the show. Wait a minute, I'm blocked because I'm so horrifically offensive I can't be seen, but the kiddie porn is okay.
What's wrong with this picture, Tara?
There's a lot wrong with this picture. A lot wrong.
Yeah.
So anyway, this whole Pavel Durov thing, this is, folks, if she wins, this is going to be Elon Musk. It is. Oh, and Trump will go to prison, too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is the anniversary of Abbeygate, the culmination of a disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan, done quickly because you remember Joe Biden wanted to take credit for being the president that got us out of Afghanistan by 9/11. He had a speech planned. So things had to go quickly. So we lied to our allies, most especially the Brits, told them that we would tell them if we were going to pull out. We didn't tell them. Then we secretly met in Doha with the Taliban. If you're wondering who the Taliban are, they were the enemy in Afghanistan. We spent over $4 trillion, six total actually, between Iraq and Afghanistan, most of which we're still paying off to fight them. But then that went out of style or something. And we decided to put the enemy in charge of our exit. We didn't tell our French, British allies. In fact, we lied to them about it. And we exited in the middle of the night so that they wouldn't have time to get the upper hand and take control of Bagram, only the most valuable piece of real estate in the entire Middle East. We gave it to the Taliban, our enemy. They just had that big military parade on it. So for 20 years, American service members, 2,600 of them died fighting the Taliban. But then we went, oh, what the heck? We'll just give them the base and the military equipment, billions of dollars worth. And yeah. And to make sure it falls into their hands and not British or French hands, we'll bug out in the middle of the night. Our allies were so outraged that they censured Joe Biden in Parliament. One of the few things the left and the right ever agreed on in Parliament recently. They didn't understand why we lied. They didn't understand why when Joe Biden was confronted at the G7 by the British Prime Minister, who said to him, you will tell us if you're going to leave, right? Joe lied and said he would. The goal was for Afghanistan to fall to the Taliban, who, again, were the enemies in Afghanistan. 3 years later, the U.S. still is allegedly hunting the attackers who killed Americans during the Afghan exit, 13 of them. Yeah. Well, they're not going to find them because they're Taliban or were Taliban assisted. And the Biden administration very much wants the Taliban in power. That is why we learned a few weeks ago we have been accidentally giving them billions of dollars. Oopsie. Yeah, we didn't mean to. We should have vetted those contractors and vetted those nonprofits and realized we were actually giving billions of tax dollars to the Taliban, the enemy. So under the Biden regime, the world's terrorists are trying to figure out how to be enemies of the United States of America so they too can get billions of dollars, their own country and their own military base, all paid for by American taxpayers, while 13 die at their hands and no one cares. You know what's incredible? Not only that we've never caught, hunted down, killed those responsible for killing the 13 service members at Abbey Gate. Do you realize the parents have never gotten so much as a phone call from Joe Biden or Kamala Harris? Take a listen. This is the parents of Marine Sergeant Darren Hoover, who died 3 years ago today outside Abbey Gate.
Sorry for them. We're not going away.
Has anyone reached out to you from the administration? This is 3 years now, and acknowledged, hey, we messed this up. We acknowledge that the loss of your son is preventable. Has any of the people you mentioned at least acknowledged privately in any way in reaching out, hey, we acknowledge what happened?
Biden and Harris, no, of course they have not. They want this swept under the rug. They want us to go away. Unfortunately for them, we're not going away. We do know that, you know, Milley has reached out to us, and we are in the talks with him to get more information and to see what more we can get from him.
Again, Milley is out of office. He's not speaking for the Biden administration. Meanwhile, not a single resignation has occurred, nor has anyone been asked for. Trump last week said that'll change if he's elected. Take a listen. And this is a stark difference between the Biden regime, the Harris regime, and Donald Trump. Take a listen to what he says he would do on day one. And this is regarding the failures in Afghanistan and all the military leaders who were in charge, who are still there. Nobody's even suffered so much as a demotion.
I will ask for the resignations of every single senior military official who touched the Afghanistan disaster. I want their resignations immediately. And I want them on the desk in the Oval Office, the Resolute desk. I want them on at 12 o'clock, Inauguration Day. Everybody involved with that disaster. When you have a disaster so stupid as that, that caused us such problems, you don't know what that's done to the reputation of our country, the Afghanistan disaster. This house cleaning will be a signal to the entire world and America military and everybody else. They want people to be held accountable for failure and incompetence. And it's just not acceptable that something like that could happen.
No, it's not. What a difference. By the way, nothing you're seeing right now with the Digital Services Act and this idea that Europe, the EU, France, the UK can just arrest Americans, extradite them, charge them for free speech violations. All this, you knew this was coming. We've been talking about this for almost 2 years on the Battleground America podcast, where we dive deep and we are way out in front of the news. Just to recap kind of where we are, I'm going to go a little further back. There was a weekend where Parler was the number one most downloaded app in the App Store. I remember because I had built a 6,000 strong following on Parler at that point. I thought it was going to be the future of free speech, and it would have been. It was very exciting. All kinds of people were pouring onto Parler. But they made a mistake. Amazon controlled their servers and cut them off. Then, one by one by one, they went to other companies looking for server space and were turned down. Dozens of companies. Everyone said the same thing, like to help you, but sorry, can't. They never were able to get the server space in time to save the site. So Parler, the number one most downloaded app the weekend it was deplatformed, is no more. It's a website now. It's Parler.com. It doesn't do anything. My account's gone. So is everybody else's. So they were able to get rid of Parler without actually putting the CEO in prison. But sometimes you got to get tough. Like with Getter. Yeah, Getter has become a hub for the right to exchange information. What happened to its CEO? Its founder. It's the guy who started it. Oh, he's under arrest. DOJ is prosecuting him. He's Chinese. He's a dissident. Allegedly for tax fraud. Weird. I mean, it just seems like the rate of these guys who start free speech platforms running into legal troubles is really, really high. How about, let's see, what about Elon Musk? What about him? Well, the DOJ opened a criminal case against him almost 2 years ago. That one foundered because he has really good attorneys. But as the Wall Street Journal reported about a month and a half ago, they've got a new case now. And the DOJ is even giving interviews saying they're going to try much harder this time to put him in prison. They're not even hiding it. Well, that leaves Rumble. And a tweet just went out from the CEO of Rumble. His name is Chris Pavlovsky, announcing that Rumble is done with France. Probably a good idea at this point. Here's his tweet. I'm a little late to this, but for good reason. I've just safely departed from Europe. Think about that for a minute. We now have CEOs of social media companies fleeing Europe. France has threatened Rumble, he writes, and now they have crossed a red line by arresting Telegram CEO Pavel Durov, reportedly for not censoring speech. Rumble will not stand for this behavior and will use every legal means available to fight for freedom and expression, a universal human right. We are currently fighting the courts in France. We hope for Pavel Durov's immediate release. Unbelievable. He called Europe communist. Pavlovsky, who is known for his staunch advocacy of free speech, used a social media presence to broadcast his departure. So he's fleeing Europe, calling Europe communist and condemning recent actions taken by the French authorities. Folks, you are watching something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime, the Iron Curtain, the one that used to be over the USSR when we were kids during the Cold War. It's coming down on the West. There's not much left, and there's nowhere else to go. There really isn't. I've been documenting this for you for a very long time here. Most Americans don't understand how bad it is over there right now. They don't understand that in Scotland, you can, according to their new anti-free speech law, go to secure reporting sites to report members of your family, your friends, your loved ones, and anyone you should overhear for free speech violations. That's right. Even sentiments that are politically incorrect, that are expressed in your own home, are subject to prosecution. You could do up to 5 years in prison. Do I have your attention now? That's Scotland. You want to go there? Huh? Cross that off the list. Can't flee there. How about Ireland, where they're working to move the penalty from 3 years to five? They just passed free speech laws recently. You could be arrested, do many years in prison for offending the wrong woke liberal groups. Of course, if you offend a white male, that's okay. Nobody cares about them. Almost identical free speech laws in Ireland, years for free speech violations, potentially. And look, folks, it doesn't matter if you post it online or you write it in a note or you text it to someone you thought was your friend or you're just overheard. It doesn't matter if anybody is offended or not. These laws apply. Now we have the UK saying they have the right to extradite Americans and try them in UK courts for what they say online. And France is asserting the right to criminally investigate Riley Gaines, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Logan Paul. And I mean, what? They want us to worry about Russia? Be afraid of Russia? I'm more afraid of France right now. I'm more afraid of the UK right now. I'm more afraid of Ireland and Scotland than I am of Russia. By the way, and Tucker Carlson, as he often does, put this brilliantly. He was talking about the head of Telegram, Pavel Durov, and how he escaped Russia because the Russian government was asking him to censor Telegram for them. And he said it was worse in France than in Russia, because in Russia, he wasn't arrested. In Russia, he wasn't put in a jail cell. That was France. So, folks, I don't know how long your list of places you would flee is. It just got a whole lot shorter for the whole world. Basically, it's here. We either win this election or light goes out. I mean, the light of freedom in the world. It's over. It's done. And you know why I think you're why? Folks, this is amazing. The CEO of Rumble just fled Europe, afraid he'd be arrested, like Pavel Durov? God, that sounds like something somebody would say, like, oh, I just fled China. I just fled Cuba. I was afraid I'd be arrested. No, I just fled Europe. Will he be any safer here? See, if we had a real media, they would have already asked Kamala Harris, and she would have already answered, will you extradite Americans for trial? There's been no comment on that, and Europe knows what that means. They will. But will Republicans allow her and Tim Walz to extradite Americans for trial? Looks like it. Anybody seen the comment from Mike Johnson on any of this? He's our speaker, our Republican speaker, highest ranking member of the House. Nope. Nothing. What about Mitch McConnell, the highest ranking Republican in the Senate? Nothing. So if you're France, the UK, Scotland, Ireland, by the way, this is what's coming. You're going to see Scotland and Ireland assert the right also to extradite Americans for trial. That's coming next. Why? Because the Republican leadership, with the exception of Trump, has not objected. And they know what that means. Thumbs up. Go ahead. You know what? These conservatives, they just won't shut up online and they're just never happy. And it makes us uncomfortable too. So if you could take them and try them, that would be great. We're going to see that if she's elected. And given what the last week or so has looked like, if Mike Johnson is still the speaker, God forbid. And by the way, Kev would have been the same way. He was a disaster. I don't know that the Republican leadership will object. By the way, still looking for some sort of opinion on this from Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham. I mean, I don't know. I'm just kidding because you're my senators. You know, I mean, if they get down to, say, extraditing people like me and Charlie and Bill, will Lindsey and Tim notice, care, bother to put out a strongly worded press release or no, we can't even count on them for that. I don't even know this morning. And that's the problem. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Texter writes, is Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham still alive? Someone needs to check on them. Yes, Lindsey was actually on the television set this weekend. Another texter writes, Tara, most everyone in D.C. is owned by China. They must stay silent. There must be some reason they do. Texture writes, hey, Tira, Europe is starting to sound a whole lot like North Korea. So says Jim and Easley. I know. It's crazy, right? I don't think Americans fully understand, but they're about to get a heap and helping of it. Texture writes, what we send Trump on a crusade to preach freedom in the EU. I think he better do it over Zoom. I'm afraid of what would happen if he stepped foot on soil. I'm afraid the French, at a minimum, might arrest him since he's wanted for wrong think. At least there's a criminal investigation of him right now in the French criminal system. I don't think he's wanted yet, but I don't know. I'd be careful about stepping foot over there. I don't know if he'll return. I'm not kidding. This is not, I mean, would France keep him? I don't know. Texture writes, day one is such a busy day, inaugurate, you know, on the inauguration. Most things I'd be happy if they occurred on day two. And you heard Trump declaring war, and that's declaring war on the deep state right there. When you say, I am going to ask for the resignation of every commander involved, even the slightest bit in Afghanistan, he said that last week, you're talking about taking the whole top chunk off the military. Which is exactly what needs to happen, and which is exactly what Obama did. He broomed the conservatives, 111 of them. That's why you get what you get. So Trump's talking about doing exactly what Obama did, but in the other direction, not by ideology, but by those who failed us in Afghanistan. He also says he's going to ask for the resignation of anybody involved in pushing DEI or transgender propaganda on the military. So, folks, you do that, most of the top brass is gone. You know, I don't even know who's going to run the place. He's going to have to ask people to come out of retirement if he does that. People that Obama cleaned out when he was purging anybody who is a freedom-loving American out of military management. Texture writes, my president is laying wreaths at Arlington. Where the hell is...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, nothing you're seeing right now with the Digital Services Act and this idea that Europe, the EU, France, the UK can just arrest Americans, extradite them, charge them for free speech violations. All this, you knew this was coming. We've been talking about this for almost 2 years on the Battleground America podcast, where we dive deep and we are way out in front of the news. Just to recap kind of where we are, I'm going to go a little further back. There was a weekend where Parler was the number one most downloaded app in the App Store. I remember because I had built a 6,000 strong following on Parler at that point. I thought it was going to be the future of free speech, and it would have been. It was very exciting. All kinds of people were pouring onto Parler. But they made a mistake. Amazon controlled their servers and cut them off. Then, one by one by one, they went to other companies looking for server space and were turned down. Dozens of companies. Everyone said the same thing, like to help you, but sorry, can't. They never were able to get the server space in time to save the site. So Parler, the number one most downloaded app the weekend it was deplatformed, is no more. It's a website now. It's Parler.com. It doesn't do anything. My account's gone. So is everybody else's. So they were able to get rid of Parler without actually putting the CEO in prison. But sometimes you got to get tough. Like with Getter. Yeah, Getter has become a hub for the right to exchange information. What happened to its CEO? Its founder. It's the guy who started it. Oh, he's under arrest. DOJ is prosecuting him. He's Chinese. He's a dissident. allegedly for tax fraud. Weird. I mean, it just seems like the rate of these guys who start free speech platforms running into legal troubles is really, really high. How about, let's see, what about Elon Musk? What about him? Well, the DOJ opened a criminal case against him almost 2 years ago. That one foundered because he has really good attorneys. But as the Wall Street Journal reported about a month and a half ago, they've got a new case now. And the DOJ is even giving interviews saying they're going to try much harder this time to put him in prison. They're not even hiding it. Well, that leaves Rumble. And a tweet just went out from the CEO of Rumble. His name is Chris Pavlovsky, announcing that Rumble is done with France. Probably a good idea at this point. Here's his tweet. I'm a little late to this, but for good reason. I've just safely departed from Europe. Think about that for a minute. We now have CEOs of social media companies fleeing Europe. France has threatened Rumble, he writes, and now they have crossed a red line by arresting Telegram CEO Pavel Durov, reportedly for not censoring speech. Rumble will not stand for this behavior and will use every legal means available to fight for freedom and expression, a universal human right. We are currently fighting the courts in France, and we hope for Pavel Durov's immediate release. Unbelievable. He called Europe communist. Pavlovsky, who is known for his staunch advocacy of free speech, used a social media presence to broadcast his departure. So he's fleeing Europe, calling Europe communist and condemning recent actions taken by the French authorities. Folks, you are watching something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime, the Iron Curtain, the one that used to be over the USSR when we were kids during the Cold War. It's coming down on the West. There's not much left, and there's nowhere else to go. There really isn't. I've been documenting this for you for a very long time here. Most Americans don't understand how bad it is over there right now. They don't understand that in Scotland, you can, according to their new anti-free speech law, go to secure reporting sites to report members of your family, your friends, your loved ones, and anyone you should overhear for free speech violations. That's right. Even sentiments that are politically incorrect, that are expressed in your own home, are subject to prosecution. You could do up to 5 years in prison. Do I have your attention now? That's Scotland. You want to go there? Huh? Cross that off the list. Can't flee there. How about Ireland, where they're working to move the penalty from 3 years to five? They just passed free speech laws recently. You could be arrested, do many years in prison for offending the wrong woke liberal groups. Of course, if you offend a white male, that's okay. Nobody cares about them. Almost identical free speech laws in Ireland, years for free speech violations, potentially. And look, folks, it doesn't matter if you post it online or you write it in a note or you text it to someone you thought was your friend or you're just overheard. It doesn't matter if anybody is offended or not. These laws apply. Now we have the UK saying they have the right to extradite Americans and try them in UK courts for what they say online. And France is asserting the right to criminally investigate Riley Gaines, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Logan Paul. And I mean, what? They want us to worry about Russia? Be afraid of, Russia? I'm more afraid of France right now. I'm more afraid of the UK right now. I'm more afraid of Ireland and Scotland than I am of Russia. By the way, and Tucker Carlson, as he often does, put this brilliantly. He was talking about the head of Telegram, Pavel Durov, and how he escaped Russia because the Russian government was asking him to censor Telegram for them. And he said it was worse in France than in Russia, because in Russia, he wasn't arrested. In Russia, he wasn't put in a jail cell. That was France. So, folks, I don't know how long your list of places you would flee is. It just got a whole lot shorter for the whole world. Basically, it's here. We either win this election or light goes out. I mean, the light of freedom in the world. It's over. It's done. And you know why I think you're why? Folks, this is amazing. The CEO of Rumble just fled Europe, afraid he'd be arrested, like Pavel Durov. God, that sounds like something somebody would say, like, well, I just fled China. I just fled Cuba. I was afraid I'd be arrested. No, I just fled Europe. Will he be any safer here? See, if we had a real media, they would have already asked Kamala Harris, and she would have already answered, will you extradite Americans for trial? There's been no comment on that, and Europe knows what that means. They will. But will Republicans allow her and Tim Walz to extradite Americans for trial? Looks like it. Anybody seen the comment from Mike Johnson on any of this? He's our speaker, our Republican speaker, highest ranking member of the House. Nope. Nothing. What about Mitch McConnell, the highest ranking Republican in the Senate? Nothing. So if you're France, the UK, Scotland, Ireland, by the way, this is what's coming. You're going to see Scotland and Ireland assert the right also to extradite Americans for trial. That's coming next. Why? Because the Republican leadership, with the exception of Trump, has not objected. And they know what that means. Thumbs up. Go ahead. You know what? These conservatives, they just won't shut up online and they're just never happy. And it makes us uncomfortable too. So if you could take them and try them, that would be great. We're going to see that if she's elected. And given what the last week or so has looked like, if Mike Johnson is still the speaker, God forbid. And by the way, Kev would have been the same way. He was a disaster. I don't know that the Republican leadership will object. By the way, still looking for some sort of opinion on this from Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham. I mean, I don't know. I'm just kidding because you're my senators. You know, I mean, if they get down to, say, extraditing people like me and Charlie and Bill, will Lindsey and Tim notice, care, bother to put out a strongly worded press release? Or no, we can't even count on them for that. I don't even know this morning. And that's the problem. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Text writes, is Tim Scott, Lindsey Graham still alive? Someone needs to check on them. Yes, Lindsey was actually on the television set this weekend. Another texter writes, Tara, most everyone in D.C. is owned by China. They must stay silent. There must be some reason they do. Texter writes, hey, Tara, Europe is starting to sound a whole lot like North Korea. So says Jim and Easley. I know. It's crazy, right? I don't think Americans fully understand, but they're about to get a heap and helping of it. Texter writes, what we send Trump on a crusade to preach freedom in the EU. I think he better do it over Zoom. I'm afraid of what would happen if he stepped foot on soil. I'm afraid the French, at a minimum, might arrest him since he's wanted for wrongthink. At least there's a criminal investigation of him right now in the French criminal system. I don't think he's wanted yet, but I don't know. I'd be careful about stepping foot over there. I don't know if he'll return. I'm not kidding. This is not, I mean, would France keep him? I don't know. Texter writes, day one is such a busy day. Inaugurate, you know, on the inauguration. Most things I'd be happy if they occurred on day two. And you heard Trump declaring war. And that's declaring war on the deep state right there. When you say, I am going to ask for the resignation of every commander involved, even the slightest bit in Afghanistan. He said that last week. You're talking about taking the whole top chunk off the military, which is exactly what needs to happen. And which is exactly what Obama did. He broomed the conservatives, 111 of them. That's why you get what you get. So Trump's talking about doing exactly what Obama did, but in the other direction, not by ideology, but by those who failed us in Afghanistan. He also says he's going to ask for the resignation of anybody involved in pushing DEI or transgender propaganda on the military. So, folks, you do that, most of the top brass is gone. You know, I don't even know who's going to run the place. He's going to have to ask people to come out of retirement if he does that. People that Obama cleaned out when he was purging anybody who is a freedom-loving American out of military management. Texter writes, my president is laying wreaths at Arlington. Where the hell is Biden? Laying on the damn beach? Oh, you know what? I forgot to play that, darn it. Just listen to this, how Fox News started a segment earlier today. You went, this is great.
And let's switch gears to this topic now. President Biden is returning to Rehoboth Beach today for another vacation. Since dropping out of the race, he spent 7 days in Rehoboth Beach. He spent 3 days in Wellington, and then he spent 6 days in California. So honestly, it seems like he's just dropped out of the presidency. So
he's just dropped out of the presidency. It's like the job you had. You ever had a job like that? Maybe when you were a teenager or something, maybe in college, you just dropped out. Like you just stopped going. Kind of gradually just stop going to the job and then eventually they fire you, right? But you don't care enough about the job or maybe the management to do anything about it. Joe Biden is like quiet quitting the presidency. Let me listen to it again. She's not wrong about that.
And let's switch gears to this topic now. President Biden is returning to Rehoboth Beach today for another vacation. Since dropping out of the race, he spent 7 days in Rehoboth Beach. He spent 3 days in Wellington, and then he spent 6 days in California. So honestly, it seems like he's just dropped out of the presidency. So
Texter writes, we'll jam one more text in. My brother-in-law sent us news. Items from England that would scare you out of your wits. Yes, sounding more and more each day like North Korea. Wonder how long it's going to be before they have to put up a wall to keep the people in. All right, check out the Battleground America podcast. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Mike's up next. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Texter writes, is Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham still alive? Someone needs to check on them. Yes, Lindsey was actually on the television set this weekend. Another texter writes, Tara, most everyone in D.C. is owned by China. They must stay silent. There must be some reason they do. Texter writes, hey, Tara, Europe is starting to sound a whole lot like North Korea. So says Jim and Easley. I know. It's crazy, right? I don't think Americans fully understand, but they're about to get a heap and helping of it. Texter writes, what we send Trump on a crusade to preach freedom in the EU, I think he better do it over Zoom. I'm afraid of what would happen if he stepped foot on soil. I'm afraid the French, at a minimum, might arrest him since he's wanted for wrongthink. At least there's a criminal investigation of him right now in the French criminal system. I don't think he's wanted yet, but I don't know. I'd be careful about stepping foot over there. I don't know if he'll return. I'm not kidding. This is not, I mean, would France keep him? I don't know. Texter writes, day one is such a busy day. Inaugurate, you know, on the inauguration. Most things I'd be happy if they occurred on day two. And you heard Trump declaring war. And that's declaring war on the deep state right there. When you say, I am going to ask for the resignation of every commander involved, even the slightest bit in Afghanistan. He said that last week. You're talking about taking the whole top chunk off the military. Which is exactly what needs to happen, and which is exactly what Obama did. He broomed the conservatives, 111 of them. That's why you get what you get. So Trump's talking about doing exactly what Obama did, but in the other direction, not by ideology, but by those who failed us in Afghanistan. He also says he's going to ask for the resignation of anybody involved in pushing DEI or transgender propaganda on the military. So, folks, you do that. Most of the top brass is gone. You know, I don't even know who's going to run the place. He's going to have to ask people to come out of retirement if he does that. People that Obama cleaned out when he was purging anybody who is a freedom-loving American out of military management. Texter writes, my president is laying wreaths at Arlington. Where the hell is Biden? Laying on the damn beach? Oh, you know what? I forgot to play that, darn it. Just listen to this. How Fox News started a segment earlier today. You went, this is great.
And let's switch gears to this topic now. President Biden is returning to Rehoboth Beach today for another vacation. Since dropping out of the race, he spent 7 days in Rehoboth Beach. He spent 3 days in Wellington, and then he spent 6 days in California. So honestly, it seems like he's just dropped out of the presidency. So
he's just dropped out of the presidency. It's like the job you had. Do you ever have a job like that? Maybe when you're a teenager or something, maybe in college, you just dropped out. Like, you just stopped going. Kind of gradually just stop going to the job, and then eventually they fire you, right? But you don't care enough about the job or maybe the management to do anything about it. Joe Biden is like quiet quitting the presidency. Let me listen to it again. She's not wrong about that.
And let's switch gears to this topic now. President Biden is returning to Rehoboth Beach today for another vacation. Since dropping out of the race, he spent 7 days in Rehoboth Beach. He spent 3 days in Wellington, and then he spent 6 days in California. So honestly, it seems like he's just dropped out of the presidency. So
Texture writes, we'll jam one more text in. My brother-in-law sent us news items from England that would scare you out of your wits. Yes, sounding more and more each day like North Korea. Wonder how long it's going to be before they have to put up a wall to keep the people in. All right, check out the Battleground America podcast. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Mike's up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.